Is August the best month of the year? It may just be hard to argue, what with the amount of fun happenings in New West this month. With many lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer still ahead of us, we've rounded up this list of highlights for the week ahead. For weather watchers, sun and heat ahead. With all the heat and sun we've been getting, a little reprieve from intense summer weather may not be a bad thing, and it looks like we could see one this week, albeit with some volatile skies. The 30°C temperatures we've been experiencing may make way for those in the low 20s, as the Weatherhood local forecast projects a dip to 22°C with some rain tomorrow, Monday, August 7. As of the writing of this post, Tuesday is expected to see a high of 21°C, with possible thunder and lightning, while Wednesday could see a cloudy 23°C and Thursday a high of 22°C with more rain. As always, forecasts can change quickly. You can bookmark your New West Weatherhood forecast for the latest hyperlocal weather. For everyone, community events mornings by the river. On Tuesday, August 8, you can enjoy the stories of Kung Jadi, a professional storyteller, educator and author belonging to the Zeta, Haida, XM Theta Kim, Musqueam, and Squaxwu Seven Mesh, Squamish, First Nations. She'll be on hand at Westminster Pier Park from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Fridays on Front. Everyone's favorite block party is back on the Front Street Muse this Friday, August 11, with a throwing it back theme. The fun runs from 5 to 9 p.m. with entertainment, kids' activities, a mini artisan market, local food vendors, food trucks and, of course, Steel and Oak beer and Pacific Breeze wine. All are welcome. New West Farmers Market. Take in the sun, grab some food and enjoy the freshest local produce at New West's popular market. The next market is on Thursday, August 10 from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tipperary Park, next to New Westminster City Hall. Take in food trucks, vendors, live music and family-friendly activities. For a full vendor list, see the market website. Poetry in the Park. Turn out to the Queen's Park Bandshell to enjoy the Royal City Literary Arts Society's summer reading series on Wednesday nights. On August 9, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., you can hear from Kim Trainer and poet laureate Elliot Slynn, with host Sheila Nefertiti Morrison. Sketching by the River. Meet outside for a free drawing class led by a local artist and art teacher. It's on Thursday, August 10 at the Waterfront Esplanade, with a drop-in session from 2 to 4 p.m. for youth and teens, and an adult session from 6 to 8 p.m. For performance lovers, outdoor music. Music by the River. The popular Music by the River concert series returns to Westminster Pier Park on Wednesdays in August from 5 to 8 p.m. This week, catch the a cappella sounds of Quayside Voices at 7 p.m., plus a whole lot of other fun. Enjoy Zumba with Janice at 5 p.m., Royal City Sound DJs at 6 p.m., police car tours, arts and crafts, lawn games and, of course, food. The Dos Amigos food truck and eats at the pier concession will be ready to serve up some yummy summer goodness. Monday Music in the Park. This summer marks the third year for this outdoor music series, with top musicians performing next to Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. This week, August 7, you can take in the catchy psychedelic jangle pop of the Top Boost, musical youngsters from right here in New West. For arts lovers, shows around Town Gallery at Queen's Park. The Arts New West Gallery is featuring the new group exhibit Tofoni, Coastal Influence, featuring the work of four artists inspired by Tofoni, the natural sculptural rock formations of BC's Gulf Islands. It's underway until August 27. The gallery is open Wednesdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and admission is free, though donations are always welcome. Anvil Center Community Art Gallery. The Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, presents the new feature exhibition Avifauna, Sight and Perception, featuring the work of artists Molly Gray and Nancy Whiteside. It's on starting July 31st and runs through the summer, until September 20th. You can drop in between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sunday, August 13th. Artist Molly Gray will give a live lino cut carving demonstration from 1 to 3 p.m. For City Hall and School Board watchers, summer break continues for political watchers. There are no scheduled City Council meetings until August 28 and no school board meetings until September 26. Watch for more news later in the summer. Got a new Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Julie McClellan. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliamcclellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.